You're listening to Phenomenal Impact, the podcast designed to help you grow your influence and impact online with your host, me. I'm Cameron Phillips, and for the past 4 years, I've grown a brand that has allowed me to get paid to travel the world, create media that I love, and share the stories of people and experiences around the world. Sit back and be inspired as we hear from industry experts, influencers, and people who have made a phenomenal impact on their industry. You'll learn the tools, tips, and strategies to create your own business out of what you love and accomplish your wildest dreams. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe for new episodes weekly. Today's podcast is brought to you by my website, CameronPhillips.net. Go to CameronPhillips.net to get all things you need to know about becoming an influencer, finding your impact, and developing your life online. I have so many resources I'm so excited to share with you. While you're on my website, make sure to sign up for my email list as it's the best way to keep in contact with me and also to get offers for exclusive bonuses and perks from every episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. I'm so excited to have you here with me today. Happy February 2019. Can you guys believe that the first month has already passed us? I'm personally pretty excited about that. I feel like January is always kind of just like a weird month, especially when you're self-employed. I feel like the hype of Q4, the holidays, my birthday is in December. So January is always kind of like funky, especially when I'm in Canada. But I'm excited that we're moving into February. I feel like we're getting into the meat of the year now. Everyone who's made those New Year's resolutions, all the kind of weak ones have trickled away, and we are left with the ones we're very serious about. So I hope you guys took advantage of the free download from last week for the 2019 and on vision planner that breaks down finances, career, relationship, wealth, health, all that into a 6 month, 5 year, 10 year plan. I really like that tool to help me develop my own long-term visions, and it helps me a lot. So if you guys missed last week's episode, please go back and check that out. It definitely is where you want to start this year if you're serious about growing your brand, creating your online business, or becoming that influencer you've always wanted to be. And speaking of influencer, today we're talking about the biggest things that I have learned and how being a travel influencer has changed my life. Now, that sounds a little dramatic, but bear with me. I've put together a little list that's broken down to three pillars of how being a travel influencer has shifted my reality, has totally changed my life, and why I call it my job today and why I love it. So with that being said, let's start with pillar number one, and that is the people. People have been the center of my entire world when it comes to actually being an influencer. And that might seem kind of contradictory because most people would think it's, you know, the photos, the destinations, but at the end of the day, everything comes back to people. And what is being an influencer other than sharing things with your audience? But when I say people, I mean the amazing creators who I've met along the way of this crazy journey. Right from the beginning, I found myself, back when I was just a YouTuber, before I considered myself part of the travel media world, I met amazing friends through Twitter, through Instagram, through the YouTube platform itself. I met them online, then I started meeting people in real life at events, whether it be Playlist Live, VidCon, meetups, just around LA. I was living in LA at the time. And it's amazing when you're a part of something in a digital world or online, and then you actually turn that into a physical reality. When I went away to college, I decided I wanted to have a reality that was not just isolated in my college campus. I wanted to have a life in LA outside of college. And I totally succeeded in that. I'm very proud of myself for that because I wasn't always the most outgoing person. And I feel like that really was a good thing for me, that I diversified my friendships and my life in LA besides just going to school, that I got involved in the community, I met people. And then as my whole online thing has shifted to being a full-out travel influencer, owning my brand, owning my business, I've met amazing people in very different regards now. I'm talking about when I go on press trips, when I do collaborations, or I work with brands, and the amazing other creators that I meet along the way. I'm talking photographers, YouTubers, writers, bloggers, and then like traditional influencer models. It's amazing the amount of people I've met and the different stories they have, the different backgrounds they come from, the different things they do, the different niches they fall into. It's amazing. They've all taught me lessons. They've all inspired me. And a few of them I've become really, really great friends with. And that has been one of the biggest life-changing things ever. You know, you have your pillars of how you meet people through work, relationships, friends of friends, family. And this is so much of my work life. A lot of the way I've met people through this have been on these trips or have been on collaborations or brand partnerships. And it has been I've met some amazing people from it. One of the best ways to learn about the industry is also from other creators, and I have learned so much from meeting with these other people. I've learned so much about what the industry is going on, like what's going on in the industry, what brands have been asking them for, and how they became successful. And while I try not to compare myself, because I've fallen down that road in the past of evil comparison and never feeling good enough, which is bad. It's a very not mentally healthy thing to do. I do like to hear what other people are doing to find their own success, because this industry changes so much and there's so many different avenues that you can go down, and it's amazing hearing how other people have paved their own path. I've loved that about meeting people in this industry. And speaking of industry, another outlet I have for meeting people has been people in the industry, not necessarily the talent, but actually on the business side. This industry has existed for years and years and years, which some people might not understand. It originally started through writers and journalists who have been sent on press trips to destinations to document the experiences around the world. And now the social media people, the digital media, has taken a big chunk of that. But this industry, the travel media industry, has been around for a very, very long time. And I've met a wide variety of people who don't fit your traditional influencer model. You know, they're older, they're in their 50s, they're in their 60s. They write for Vogue, the LA Times, the New York Times. I've met amazing people who have seen this whole change firsthand to the digital world in terms of travel. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing hearing people's stories of what they've seen, where they've been, who they've written for, some of the most fascinating and intriguing stories from these brilliant writers. Oh my God. And then you have the other side of it. You have the PR agencies, you have the talent managers, campaign managers, you have people who do the outreach emails, and then you meet these people in life who coordinate campaigns, who lead you on the trips. And it's amazing seeing their side also, because they are not talking to each other about, you know, how they're going to shoot this angle or the different campaigns they've done in the past. They're talking about how we can find the perfect influencers to get the best exposure, to create the best content. And it opens your mind to a whole different side of the world. Being able to be involved with that and let me see into the greater industry has been one of my favorite aspects, especially this past summer in 2018. I worked heavily with this one PR agency, and I got to meet so many amazing people who've done incredible things. And to see that business side and to be involved in that on a more direct level rather than just dealing with PR emails, it was amazing. It really opened my eyes to so much more of what this whole media world is really all about. Furthering that, understanding how the industry works from the inside out is also so valuable. It allows you to better understand what brands and agencies are looking for when they're trying to find influencers and how you can best serve them in your work. The people have been I'd have to say the highlight. The stories that I have from the people I've befriended and the experiences we've had together are things I'll remember for the rest of my life. You know, destinations are beautiful, but it's the culture, it's the people, it's the people you're with. It's that stuff that makes it so, so, so fundamentally beautiful. But with that, let's shift into pillar number two, which is the places. Thankfully, I have been able to travel all over the world because of my job, which is amazing. I've been to Sweden, Croatia, Canada, the United States, Thailand, and Mexico, just to name a few of the places that I've actually gone for a full work trip where I'm flown out, all expense paid, I make content, I get paid to make content, and I have amazing experiences that are set up by either tourism board or the brand. And in the United States portion of that, of course, I've been all over the US, especially after 2018, crazy, crazy year. But on top of that, I've also made content in Italy, France, Switzerland, Iceland, England, Ireland, Indonesia, South Korea, Mexico, and even more countries than that. I've made a lot of content over my 4 years of being a travel influencer, and a lot of really, really beautiful places, a lot of really, really beautiful people. And I've experienced these things with a lot of my close friends. And I'm not saying this to sound like I'm bragging or to let you know that I've made it, even though I still have a long way to go. I'm saying this to let you know that it is possible to do these things without having a huge savings account or without having a huge number of followers. It is completely possible if you manage your money correctly and if you use strategies to leverage your influence and demonstrate your worth, which we'll be talking about more in the next episode. You can make these work opportunities happen for you. That is the pinnacle, the point, the purpose, and the why behind this podcast. I'm here to help you succeed in the influencer, in the small business, in the brand development world through my stories and through industry expert stories. That is what this is all about. And I want to provide you the tools and resources and strategies for you to create your own phenomenal impact on this world. Honestly, wait until you hear some of the stories from our upcoming guests of their travels. It will make me look like a homebody. I'm so excited to share these stories with you. There's some amazing people coming on this podcast over the next couple months. And then, you know, who knows in the distant future, some of the talent I'll be able to get on the show. And you guys leaving reviews on iTunes really helps me book that as well. So please, another reminder, please go leave a review and show the podcast some love. The third pillar is experiences. And I've had a lot of amazing experiences. This kind of bridges the gap between the travel and the people. From being with the chief marketing officer and top level executives at the Booking.com head office in Amsterdam, to being in the offices of smaller tourism companies across Europe and North America, having dinners with key industry leaders in PR, tourism, to experiencing cultural traditions like Songkran in Thailand, to the wonders of the world like the Canadian Rockies and the cenotes in Mexico, I've had some pretty phenomenal experiences through my work. And this is, again, one of my absolute favorite things about my job is being able to see the world and have these experiences with people and culture and nature. One of my biggest goals in life is to experience so much of this earth that we live on. We're so lucky to live on such a beautiful planet. It's so important to go out and experience the beautiful people, the beautiful cultures, the beautiful landscapes, the beautiful traditions around the world and what makes this earth so special. And that passion is what fueled me to get into this industry and why I love being a part of the travel media world. And why I am educating you on it, because, you know, when I have that passion and when I just explain to you why I want to do this, to be able to document that and share it with my audience, that is a big reason and a big selling point why a PR company or why a tourism board would want to work with me, because I have a deep desire to share the story and to tell about these experiences. I'm so excited to talk more about finding your value and finding your worth as an influencer, so please subscribe to the podcast and stick around for those episodes coming up. But why am I bringing up all these crazy experiences I had? Like the top PR executives, chief marketing officer, PR companies. I'm bringing it up because I always thought these things were out of reach. It seemed like such a stretch to imagine that, you know, a young kid with a camera could ever make this happen. It's because I never understood what this full industry was. I never understood how deep, how much room there is to grow, and how the demand in the multi-billion dollar tourism industry is always there for media. I used to live in the mindset of, oh, when I get X amount of followers, I'll be able to get these experiences, rather than getting out there, creating experiences for myself through pitching, networking, and bootstrapping my way into this industry. So now you're probably wondering, Cameron, what do I need to do to make the travel influencer life a reality for me? Well, I get this question all the time. You know, how do I leverage my social platforms to get these experiences and to do this? Well, there's so much more to it. It's so much more than having a big following number. It's about creating real relationships with industry people, developing your personal brand, finding your worth, sharing your worth, and that is the purpose of this podcast. So with that being said though, so I put together a little list to wrap up some of the things that I think are key to becoming a successful influencer. The first one is forming your brand. And I think this goes so much more beyond creating a feed aesthetic or coordinating your colors and having your type fonts the same. This boils down to your why. Why do you do what you do? Why are you creating the content that you do? Why do you share these stories? There is so much more to a brand than just how it visually looks, and developing this is fundamental to your success. Knowing your worth and what you have to offer. How do you offer service to brands looking to work with you? Are you a landscape photographer? Do you specialize in food, wine, yoga? Are you a lifestyle model who adds the human element to travel photos? How does your content help market a destination or an experience? Do you write blog articles? Do you make YouTube videos? Are you a live streamer? What are you good at? What do you love? All these components have value, and the media industry is looking for this value. You have a service to offer, and if you curate it and act accordingly, you can get paid to do these things. Being able to pitch. This is of key importance. How can you connect what you have to offer, your value, to brands who are looking for people like you? How can you capitalize on a market that is becoming more and more dominated by the social influencer marketing landscape? How does your content align with the brands you want to work with, and how do you bridge that gap? And finally, leveraging and growing your business so you're not relying on sponsorships and other people to control how much money you make and how often you work. Taking things into your own hands and offering your own physical products and services and creating your own revenue streams to work on your own terms is vitally important if you want to have longevity as an influencer or growing your online brand. Growing a business besides just follower numbers, that is key, so important, and will take you so far. The biggest takeaway is that follower numbers do not necessarily mean high success, high income, or longevity. You have to put in the work to develop a brand that will last the test of time. These are all topics that we're going to dive into on this podcast, so I'm so excited to share that with you. And what I want you to take away from this episode is a conversation with yourself. Think about how I just broke down what it takes to be a successful influencer and ask yourself where you fit into that equation. What are you committed to doing to growing your brand? What are you willing to do to make it work for yourself? How can you create a phenomenal impact through what you have to offer the world? This week, I encourage you to visit CameronPhillips.net/episode2 to download your free brand development checklist and tip sheet. I made a simple, easy to use, and very clear 3-pointed tip sheet that discusses the why, the how, and the when, and is interactive so you can fill out your brand plan and start making the steps to grow your influence. This is a simple worksheet. It'll take you 3 minutes to fill out, but I'm telling you guys, actually downloading these worksheets and writing out what you want to see happen. Questions like, why am I building my brand? Why do I want people to care? How will I effectively execute my plan? Answering these questions is the first step to success. Well, actually, the first step to success is that vision plan from last week, but this is also key. I've been loving making these worksheets and doing this information for you guys because it has pushed me to further my brand development, my own personal development, and make instrumental moves that will be key to my success in the future. And actually doing these things rather than just thinking about them, having that physical plan down on paper makes a world of a difference. So that is all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to dive deep into these topics over the next couple of weeks and months, and especially with some of the guests that we'll have on the show in the coming weeks. So if you're new, please subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, check out CameronPhillips.net/episode2 for show notes to download your tip sheet, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.